Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast, and it's the time you've all been waiting for. Your prayers have been answered. It's the return of Joe Smith! Fucking hell, mate.
Oh, it's been a while, hasn't it?
It has been a while.
How have you been?
We've been all right, haven't we, Ethan? Ethan's with us as well.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Ethan.
I think this episode is going to be a warm hug around the sloppers' hearts as you return. Oh, wow. For the audio listeners, Joe's taken off his jacket. And he's got a nice Thailand T-shirt.
Thailand T-shirt, yep. It's a little elephant piece, isn't it?
Really?
It's more of a shirt than a T-shirt. But it sort of represents a new way of life, in a sense.
Right, so straight away you're back with a new way of life. I love that.
Back with a bang.
This entire episode is dedicated to your 5 golden weeks.
Golden.
In Thailand and Vietnam.
Yes.
Is that it? Did you go venture anywhere else?
No, Thailand and Vietnam. Brilliant. That's all we did. But you know what? It's actually more than enough.
There's enough culture
to go around, Joe. I don't know if you know about that. Yeah. These are very ancient, wise cultures.
Yeah. So let's start off with the trip itself. How was it?
Amazing. Honestly, amazing. Yeah, like
is Thailand the best or Vietnam?
It depends
better?
What you want.
What do you mean?
Well, do you want this sort of reliable, warm, sweet finger in the mouth that is Thailand? I think Thailand, compared to Vietnam, Thailand's got it sort of dialed in the holiday experience a little bit more.
Yeah.
So
that
you
makes
can
sense.
Go there. And you can kind of chill out a bit more. Whereas Vietnam's got a bit more of that, like, you sort of got to work for it a little bit.
Rough
it's a
and
bit
ready.
More like it's its own country. And there's loads of tourism, not like it's the only tourist there. But it's kind of like you've got to find your own way a bit more, which I loved. It was, honestly, Joe. I want you to ask me a question right now. Ask me, because every time I go on holiday, what's the first thing you ask?
How was the weather?
No.
What?
The next thing you ask.
How was the food?
Right. And what do I usually say?
Fantastic.
And I say
best food ever.
Or I say that we cooked in a lot.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
You always diss me for that.
Well, but I suppose you were staying in places where you maybe didn't have kitchen facilities. I don't know.
Yeah,
hotel rooms sometimes don't have like a...
We had a little bit of both. But
did you? You
right
cooked
now,
in Vietnam and Thailand. That's pretty good.
I want to tell you right now, Joe. We were there for 5 weeks. We cooked 0 times.
No!
Every meal was eaten out. Every single meal was out.
This is incredible.
You would have loved it.
I would have been in my element.
Let me describe something to you right now, and I want you to guess the price, okay?
Yeah.
2 bowls of pork noodles, fresh grilled pork, one these sort of pork sausage medallions and pork belly strips over the coals, in there with the noodles. You get loads of different chilies. You get cabbage, carrots all going in there as
cabbage.
Well. Loads of chili sauce, sprinkling stuff on top, all sorts going on.
Oh.
2 of them.
Nice, that sounds good, that even, doesn't it?
Oh. How good does that sound? 2 of them, 2 bottles of beer, 2 bottles of water.
Why, yeah.
Guess how much that is.
Prawn crackers.
No prawn crackers because we're in Vietnam and we're not in China.
Well, I'm going to say 20 pence.
No, he's ruining the game. You know what, he's come here and he's ruined your
You're
fun.
You dickhead.
I was going to say something like a tenner, £5 each.
£5 total.
What?
Yeah.
That's very good.
5 quid, 20 pence. You could
fuck off, you.
Yeah, a bit more than what you thought, yeah.
Yeah. Have you missed Ethan?
I have missed him, actually. I've missed you both.
It's been good to see you.
It's been so good.
So let's start in Thailand.
Yeah.
So you're chilling out in your wonderful, like, what was the idea when you get there? Because did you go straight to, like, some of the more busiest cities?
So we land in Bangkok. We've got 3
really?
Days in Bangkok before we go over to Vietnam.
How'd you get there?
Flight, obviously.
No, but where? From London?
Who do you think I am? Fucking, you know, Christopher Columbia.
From London to
Paris to Berlin.
Did you fly from London, yeah?
We flew from Manchester to Bangkok.
No, you didn't.
Force we did.
Is that allowed? Is that real?
No, we had to get special clearance from the King of Thailand.
So you can fly from Manchester to Bangkok, can you?
Yes!
Wow. We're thinking about going to Japan, but that's a different episode.
Via Dubai.
Oh, right, so now you spit... Right, so you got to go to Dubai first.
Well,
did you get on that big fucker?
The Queen of the Skies, the Airbus A380. Yes, we did.
What's that like?
It is an experience unto itself.
So that is the biggest plane I've ever seen in my life?
It's the biggest public production plane in history. It can carry up to 850 people.
Fuck off.
850 people can get on this bad boy. It's astonishing. I was looking forward to that. Lizzie was like, oh, I can't wait to get there, the culture of Buddhism. And I was like, look at the fucking Airbus
on
that.
What was it like? What was it like?
The Airbus is astonishing, really.
Astonishing!
That's you can't class. Move for space. It's so good. I love the flight there. So I'm watching films. I've downloaded games on my phone. Ginger ale, ginger ale, ginger ale, ginger ale, ginger ale.
Why?
I've gone big on the ginger ale.
Really? Where?
That's I just love the ginger ale. And they do it on the plane. It's free. And it's fantastic. So we get there. First day, chill out a little bit. We're in a nice little hotel.
Yeah,
we had to move room because we were too close to the lift, and the lift was very loud.
Oh, gutted.
Gutted.
Did you make that call?
Lizzie made the call.
Did you make the call to reception?
Lizzie made the call. Because she wanted to move. I was fine. I'd have just slept through, but she's a light sleeper.
Yeah. I've started to wear more snow strips. Another episode.
I wear snow strips.
I know. That's why I brought it up.
I've got so much in common.
I've got this mad thing they use in Denmark now. That basically pulls my nose apart.
Oh, like one of those ancient Viking torture things.
Yeah, and it makes me dream more about oranges. Anyway, carry on.
Anyway, so then day one, whatever. Day two, and this is... I've got a tan, by the way. I'm just
you are, you've got
I'm
a tan. Yeah, you're loving life.
Day two, we go to Chinatown, which is kind of a mind F in itself because I didn't know they had Chinatown so close to China. And
yeah,
Thailand
true.
Doesn't border China, but it's very close. You know, we've got a bit in the way at the top, and then there's China right there. But there's a Chinatown, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
And the food, just the general feel of it, it's quite hectic, obviously. But then it's like the food stalls everywhere. Oh. Just little van, little van, little van. You know, like the hot dog vendor in New York, image.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine that, but there's like 300 of them on every street.
Oh.
It's absolutely
and
fantastic.
They're
and they're cheap as chips. And you're worried about you're going to shit yourself.
But do they sell some mad stuff?
They do. And you can get you these scorpions. You can get your fried sort of like, what they call them, like razor clams and all sorts of that. But you can, a lot of it's chicken and rice. They love chicken and rice.
You ate rice, remember?
Well.
Oh, here we go.
On that.
You left us on that bombshell, by the way.
I've become friends with rice.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that I'm sort of like an Arsenal fan with Declan Rice. I'm not obsessed with it. I don't love it.
No.
But I've learned to appreciate rice.
That's
in a sense.
That's nice. That's good.
Yeah,
that
maybe it's some of the Buddhist healing that I had while I was out there.
So
that actually, anyway,
you mentioned Buddhism twice now.
No, I didn't get into it. We're in Chinatown and we've taken the boat to Chinatown. So it's down the river. It's amazing. You get to see temples and you're on this like long boat thing.
Oh, what?
What?
You take the boat?
It's like a taxi down the river.
That's
it's fantastic. That was
I
great.
Love water.
Yeah, you'd love it. There's water everywhere.
Mad.
Everywhere.
You get boats to Chinatown.
And this is the third day now, I think. And Lizzie was worried about her stomach. She wasn't eating everything. We got into it eventually, but she sort of quite sensibly kind of easing her way in. I am, open me up and stuff me full of
God,
food.
God, this is not going to go well.
So I think I was sort of bragging a bit about my belly's fine.
You've adapted.
I've got this iron stomach thing. Then we're getting back on the boat, and as we're walking back to the boat taxi place on the river, a woman has passed out on the floor because it's so hot. A Thai woman.
She can't hack it.
She can't hack it, and she's.
But you're there.
Somehow I'm there. Well, the chillies have made me sweat beyond belief, so I think that's cooling me down. So she's on the floor. So there's a bit of a commotion. As I've seen that, I thought, do you know that like sometimes the first time you need a poo.
Yeah.
It comes on gently.
Yeah.
This came on like a fly flying into one of those blue things in the back of a chippy.
Yeah. Bzzz.
There is an explosion of electricity in my stomach and I have to go now.
Really? Oh, God. I'm there with you.
You're there with me. You know this. You know this scene. You know the scene. I'm like, where's the nearest toilet? And everyone's looking after this woman. The people who work at the thing, like, she just points down this little corridor, a little alleyway. And what I see at the end of the alleyway... is a shower curtain.
Oh, no.
And that is the door to the toilet.
Right.
I walk down, I look behind the shower curtain, and all there is two porcelain foot pads and a hole in the floor, right?
You couldn't do that, could you, Ethan?
No, it just freaks me out, especially if you're going to unleash hell.
Yeah, and it is hell. So it's... bubbling, it's burning, it's ready to go. As I pull my... imagine you're dropping a coin, and you don't know when you do that thing with fire, and you put your finger through the flame.
Yeah,
just you sort it. Of. My pants are sort of doing that with the shit as it. It's like somehow they didn't get poo on them. It's that as I'm pulling it down, it's gone. As it's going like this, I'm looking around and going, there's no toilet roll here.
not the curtain.
I've realised I can't get the curtain. I've realised no toilet roll. We haven't paid for data, so I can't message Lizzie. She's around the corner seeing how this collapsed woman is doing.
What? She can't pay. We can't message Lizzie. There's no toilet roll.
Some of the places had like squirty bum washers. A lot of them did. Yeah. This didn't have that. All this had was me. A bucket with water in, with a saucepan that you meant to pour into the toilet, which I was thinking, like, could I like splash that up to my bum? But it's not going to wash anything off. Or I've got my socks.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, the socks have got to go, Ethan.
Well, actually, Ethan, you're right. I didn't because
someone came in.
Nope.
Because this is a mystery.
There's one more thing in the bathroom.
It's not an animal, is it?
So in Thailand, a lot of the time, because the sewage isn't that great, they say you can't flush your used toilet roll down the toilet.
There's other people's toilet roll.
No.
No. So next to
next
to me, there is a bin with other people's toilet roll in it.
No.
Oh, and these socks were from Uniqlo, and I didn't want to waste them.
No.
So I used another man's used toilet roll to wipe my ass.
Somehow.
I sort of.
That is worse than any story I've ever told, and I've told some bad stories.
Did you get?
That's not too graphic.
So I sort of folded it away from itself. Oof. I closed the book, if you will.
Don't want to read that.
And
chapter.
Used that, and just so. Yeah, so I used another man's filth basically to wipe my ass.
When did you break that news to Lizzie?
I just walked out and said sanitizer. That's the first word I said to her. I said something really bad's happened and I can't tell you right now because I'm not ready.
What did you?
I told her later in the day.
Yeah.
Wait till we got back to the hotel. It was a really, really rough moment that.
Before we get into more of your epic stories, Joe.
Okay.
You were in a different country.
Oh yeah.
And we have got a brilliant sponsor on the Sloppy Joe's channel. Ethan, do your sponsor noise.
Alarm, alarm.
Alarm, alarm. And it is the brilliant Surfshark.
Woo!
You've got first-hand using Surfshark being in Thailand. Tell me about it.
Surfshark is a VPN. And I honestly will say I used it every single day I was on holiday. Mm-hmm. For one thing or another, whether it's getting the right trends on social media, whether it's accessing Netflix and other different devices and stuff from the UK, it was an absolute godsend. And it's not just while you're away. While you're here as well, Surfshark VPN helps you stay secure and protects you as you surf the www.s of this world. It is an essential for the modern tech user.
And Joe, I guess you used our wonderful sloppy code. Because, ladies and gentlemen, if you're going abroad this summer, you're traveling around, you've got yourself in another country, but you need a VPN, we have got you a sloppy discount that you should be screaming from the roofs. Even scream it from the roofs.
Sloppy!
Oh my God. All you got to do is head to surfshark.deals/sloppy. This will get you an extra 3 months for free on your Surfshark deal. Some of the mint deals include the Surfshark Alert, the Surfshark Search, or the Surfshark Antivirus. That also helps you stay virus-free.
Oh, lovely. We're all trying to stay virus-free, Joe. And with Surfshark, it is a guarantee. Thank you very much to Surfshark for sponsoring the show. That link, if you can't remember it, it's surfshark.deals/sloppy. But if you can't remember it, it is in the description. So just click it and go and get yourself covered. Surfshark finally, VPN, thank you very much.
And finally, there is no risk in trying Surfshark. Surfshark offer, I should say, a 30-day money-back guarantee. I'm going to Spain, so I'm going to be using it.
Yeah.
Thailand.
Well, it's not just me, is it? What have you been up to?
No, we've already done that.
Have we?
Me and Ethan have talked about what we've done so we can dedicate this whole 45 minutes to you. You've been away for 5 weeks.
Yeah.
The people want you.
The people's elbow.
I had a joke when Drew was talking about the Thai woman collapsing, but I didn't know if it would be funny.
Okay.
Ready for
the best time to tell a joke is usually sort of 2 or 3 minutes after the moment.
Yeah,
and
I was
then really build it up.
Sponsored read.
Yeah.
Well, I thought I'd say...
go then. Shall I say it again?
Yeah,
so we walked up and this woman had collapsed on the floor.
What woman, sorry?
If you let me finish, I might say it, huh? Huh? So we walked up and this woman had collapsed on the floor.
How tall was she?
Tiny.
Oh, it was a Thai woman. Well, maybe if she was wearing an open collar shirt instead of all these ties, she would have been able to.
It's fucking, it's awful. What kind of stuff do you do in Bangkok then, like when you're getting about? Like, is there like an arcade?
What, like gaming?
Because like 24 hours in a day is a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
What were you doing?
Swimming pool with the rooftop pool piece.
Oh, really?
The rooftop pool. There was a sort of ongoing, I don't want to use the word argument, but kind of differing of views on the amount of time it was acceptable to be in the room on your phone. Because Lizzie loves 40 degree heat. And
it wasn't 40 degrees.
It was 42 degrees in Thailand.
Oh, that's fucking
That's too hot.
Wild.
That is inhumane.
That's
inhumane. So Lizzie's up on the...
tanning,
the sound of the fucking cicadas and all that.
Yeah.
Just that going off constantly. Lizzie's up there tanning. I'm watching films on my laptop in the room. And there was a dialogue about whether I was making the most of the holiday. I was just VPNing the fuck out of it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but to be fair, 40 plus is
There's an element. I like, between 20 and 26, based me in Greece and slide me into the street.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm dancing.
You're dancing.
But 35 plus, that's
fucking mad.
That's like... Do you know you buy those dehydrators to make crispy kale?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
how hot they are. Do you know what I mean? If you put veg out on the street, it goes crisp.
That's mad.
In those temps. So I'm not having that.
Who were you meeting out and about? Like, were you speaking to other people? Were you making friends with couples? And is it like the sort of like gap year kind of people?
There's a lot of gap year. Yeah, there is a lot of that. But we try to stay away from that because I can't be arsed with going, oh, where have you been? Oh, what have you been up to? Oh,
yeah.
What was that? Because you have the same conversation over and over again. And the thing you realise as well is, and this is a bit harsh, sorry, anyone who's done a lot of travelling, but the people who are sort of perpetual travellers, they're so used to relationships only lasting like 3 days because that's how long people are in the hostel and they move on. They're just like, just feels like they're just lying to you all the time. Do you know what I mean? Because they've got these little personalities that they can change every 3 days because it's new people.
That's a great little observation, isn't it?
And
yeah.
then all of a sudden they're like, oh yeah, we've done this. Like, we haven't done that. That's not true.
That's shy.
And then they can just be this new person. There's loads of people trying to reinvent themselves as a little liar. And I couldn't be arsed with any of it. So I just drank loads of coffee and didn't speak to anyone.
Did you see any... what's the way of pointing at Ethan?
Oh, God.
The Willies.
Willies?
Willies.
The lady boys.
No.
Did you not?
Yeah, of course, obviously.
How do you know when one's a lady boy?
A lot of times they'll come out and say it.
Straight away?
Yeah, not like, you're not. I'm not quizzing them. Like, finger in the chest, like, fucking tell me. But like, it's part of the selling.
Of the experience
is that's going on. But it's weird, isn't it? Because nowhere else in the world is the word ladyboy being used. It seems
they own it, though, don't they? They own it.
Yeah, but it seems wildly old-fashioned. But at the same time, sort of bizarrely kind of empowering almost.
But the ladyboys of Bangkok are in the Traffic Centre every other month.
Yeah.
Doing a show.
Yeah. How many times have you been to that now?
Two or three.
You've got all the stamps filled on the car.
I know where they pie. Yeah, I got the next one free.
You got the next one free, don't you?
I saw a mad
video of
you. You've
got the black card.
Yeah, I've got the... I saw a mad video of you water fighting in the street.
So so this was later on. So then we went to Vietnam after. Can I tell you something, by the way? Do you know who... I don't know if I can say this.
Well, you are. You have confidence in it.
Do you know which people all look the same?
Oh, God.
This is...
White people. Because when we're out there...
What? White people, yeah.
White
yeah,
people
yeah.
all look the same.
Yeah.
Because I was... Do you know, like... This is really embarrassing. But do you know when you sort of in the minority of a race in a country, someone... Because people, you have it here, don't you, where people of different minorities, when they see each other, they might give each other a nod.
Yeah.
It's like a known thing, isn't it? Well, someone gave me the white person nod.
Oh, really?
In Vietnam. And I thought, we aren't doing this, are we? Like, we were both, like, quite tall. And he gave me a nod. And I was like, what the fuck? And then I was thinking, oh, okay. But then, like, you don't know if someone's going to be Dutch or French or Italian. You think, well, everyone just looks the fucking same, don't they? It's mad. It's absolutely mad. Like, you get used to, went on a boat cruise... And everyone was ordered by their nationality. And all the white people looked exactly the same. They all got the little jacket on, little button-down shirt, little man bag, little new hat, the little man bag. You think we've got fucking no going for us, have we? Nothing exciting, no cool hats, nothing cool going on. Everyone in Thailand have got their own like cultural dress that they'll wear quite regularly. Sometimes it's for tourism, but sometimes it's like actually just appreciating their history a bit more. There's nothing. What would be a traditional English outfit if you had to like wear the clothing of your ancestors? There isn't one,
there is there? Ethan, what would you wear?
I always wear brogues when I go out.
No, you don't.
I wear brogues.
So like they've got that and we ain't got that. And I don't mind it, but it's like there's actual variation and differentiation there. And we all just look the same. It's shite.
We do all look the same. I don't. Us three,
not me.
You do look the same. No. Actually, you look a bit different to the last time I saw you. Your hair looks a bit longer.
Oh, it's been so long.
You've had it cut recently, though, because I could tell from the clipper marks.
Yeah, I did get it cut very recently,
So it's not been that long, then? What are you on about?
Oh, yeah, so long since I've seen you.
It's been a while, hasn't it? Do you know something as well? The food isn't just spectacular, by the way.
Well, I wanted to get over to Vietnam, so did you fly to Vietnam?
So we flew to Vietnam from
Was it a
Bangkok.
Long time?
No, it was like 2 hours. An hour and 45.
What plane, like Ryanair or something?
Yeah. Irish.
Who runs the planes over there?
Vietnam Airways.
Vietnam Airways?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Great little outfit they've got going on there. We also flew on Bangkok Airways, which is even on 1 hour flights, there was an in-flight meal service for
You're
free.
You're joking.
Incredible.
Great service, that.
Yeah, coming around with a Thai green curry. Yes, please. But we in Vietnam, went around the rice fields and stuff, and...
Fucking hell, for a man, I don't like rice. That was being torturous.
No, it's quite impressive, actually. It's amazing. Do you know where like, all the hills like cut out and all that? That you imagine, picturesque. And then I get doing this thing where, like, because I love food and you love food and we get into it. And I was like, I'm just going to get into the way of food over here.
Yeah.
Like, forget all this English stuff. I'm going to reset chilies, broths. And you're like going and then like three or four, like every sort of 4 or 5 days, I'm like, I'm just actually, if anything, I'm sort of, basically Vietnamese at this point. Yeah, I just eat Vietnamese and then I'm like, fucking need a pizza! I need a pizza now! Well, and then I'll get a pizza or a burger and then it resets again. But I was like, oh, everything's fine. I'm just into the... I need some chips. I have to have some chips. I had these real mad cravings for like English, British food or Italian food, whatever. And then it would go back again to being like, oh, I'm just going to use chopsticks and all that. But I couldn't maintain it. I wanted to be this cultural guy.
Was there like English restaurants out there?
Yeah, there's plenty of like... They either do one dish or they do 200 dishes.
All right, okay, yeah.
But the one dish place is the ones you want to go to.
So what was the best thing you had to eat, like a meal?
I went to a place where Anthony Bourdain went with Barack Obama.
I've seen the iconic, like, isn't their table just framed by
the
wall?
Their table's in a glass frame. And obviously you can't sit on that anymore. But they do that meal that I was talking about where... It's like the grilled meat, the noodles, the spicy broth, the veg, the kind of little leaves and stuff to wrap it all in. And that was absolutely gorgeous. That was great. I had a curry toward the end that was unbelievable.
What was it?
It's just the food. Honestly, you would absolutely love the food. You'd love it.
So did you have a favourite location?
I think like, Hanoi was my single favourite place.
Hanoi?
Yeah.
Did you go to Saigon? Because I was in that place, wasn't I?
Miss Saigon.
Did you see anyone called Toy? Did they look like me?
It's called Miss Ho Chi Minh now. Because that Saigon.
What, they've changed it because of the film?
No, Saigon is now called Ho Chi Minh City in real life.
Why?
Because it's named after Ho Chi Minh. Do you know who that is?
Who's that, Ethan?
Oh.
Go on, who's Ho Chi Minh, if you reckon, do you reckon?
Is he a politician?
Yes.
Is he the king?
No.
Prime Minister?
I don't know if that was his official title.
President?
Perhaps.
Was he a good guy or was he?
I would say so. He was the pretty much the leader of the communist movement in Vietnam around the time of the Vietnam War and before. He was like the big dog, trying to stop the Americans and the French battering them, basically. But we went to a prison. I told you, didn't I? Went to a prison in the middle of Hanoi. Where the French had built, because it was all owned by the French, Vietnam.
Yeah.
Say owned, colonised by the French. And they would keep Vietnamese people there and just batter them. Horrible. Awful.
That's tight, isn't it?
Yeah, terrible. Proper just getting tortured and that. And then, when the Vietnam War happened and America kicked off, the Vietnamese kept loads of Americans there. And do you know John McCain? Do you remember him? The American politician. He ran against Barack Obama in 2008.
Yeah, he's dead now. Yeah. Is he dead?
He had cancer?
Yeah, he died. I think brain cancer. Anyway, he crashed. He was fought in the Vietnam War. He crashed his plane into a lake in Hanoi and was held captive in that prison. And we went in there and where John McCain...
Is it empty now, yeah?
Yeah, it's just a little museum now. But it's a bit...
A bit eerie, that.
It's a... I understand why they do it, but they talk about all the torture and stuff that the French did to the Vietnamese, which they did. Horrible.
Yeah, tight.
But then notoriously, the Vietnamese were a bit harsh on the Americans when they were held there in the war. But all the pictures of the Americans being in there are these like propaganda pictures of them playing basketball and like cooking Christmas dinner and stuff. Like not mentioning the fact that they were like untreated and battered and all that stuff. They're like, look at him, he's doing sewing competitions and this one's doing kick-ups and all that. They make out like it was
all right. You want to be like someone. Did we get to the bottom of why you were war fighting in the street?
Thai New Year, please. It was incredible.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
What year is it over there?
I don't know if they've got like an animal system like they do in China or if it's just a different number.
So is it 2024? No, yeah. I guess not.
No, it's 2024, but they also have their sort of... That's what I'm saying. Their kind of historical cultural New Year that they've kept, but then also they've got a... You know, you want to trade on the stock exchange and that, so you've got to have 2024, really. But basically, we just went out and had a water fight with everyone. But there was some sort of unspoken rules. So me and Lizzie went out, and we went out with 500 baht... which is about a tenner.
500 bahts.
And that would be enough to get you a taxi into town and back and dinner for a tenner, which is just mad, isn't it? It's so good. And then we were thinking, oh, there'll be a few people throwing water around because it's like a water festival. Then we realised every single person there was throwing water around.
Great, I'm fully into
it. So now we have to buy a water pistol because we can't be the only ones without pistols.
Yeah.
A pistol costs 500 baht. So we spent all of our money on this water pistol and it was... one of the best nights of my life.
It looked phenomenal.
It was incredible. Have you seen any of it, Ethan?
I've not seen anything.
We'll put some clips in the
maybe a little show,
just little snippets because I don't want it to be like Joe's fucking Facebook videos. But there was a point where once that gun got in my hands,
you lost your mind.
Did you go back to the Vietnam War?
Back to the war. I was never in the
you
first
did it
place.
In Thailand.
Oh, sorry.
And this was in Thailand. But yes. Do you know how you can say people, like, normal people do terrible things? For the first time in my life, people talking about the Nazis. Don't they? Don't they? Everyone always says that. You know they do.
Yeah, the Nazis.
Like, it was normal people doing the guard. And for the first time in my life, I could see it. The power of that gun in my hands. And it was only a water pistol. And it was all consenting. Everyone was up
for it. Yeah, yeah. Where did you fill up?
This is the thing. So there's big drums outside of loads of the bars of water. You just refill, pump, 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 spraying people on motorbikes. Everyone's going for like the body, pouring a bit on the shoulders. I'm going for people's eyes.
Oh.
I'm fucking after it. I'm shooting people's meals and stuff off their plates.
Did you ever get shot by something and think, was that water?
Was that piss? Well, there's a moat around the town and people fill up in the moat and it's just like stagnant, horrible water.
Oh.
And I did get an ear infection.
Oh.
And then I went to the doctors. Have you seen this
picture?
You
went to the doctors out in Thailand? What did they say to you? They couldn't believe it when they saw you.
Couldn't believe what?
Specimen.
Specimen. Yeah,
6'5", man. They've never seen anything like it in their life.
They just kept saying the word specimen. But my ear was too blocked for them to see if I had an ear infection or not. So they had to put this thing in to break up the earwax. Look what came out my ear.
Nope. We're not adding that in.
Looks like crispy chicken beef. Come to my camera, Ethan. We'll add this in.
It's absolutely rank.
What is it? What is that?
Earwax.
Oh, no.
It's good, isn't it?
Oh, we don't need to add any more of that in. Thank you.
So, yeah, there's plenty of that. The driving out there is exceptional.
Great.
It's just utter carnage. We got overtaken by a car that was in the same lane as us. I've never had that happen before. Like, we just have to go to a breast now. It was absolutely ridiculous.
Have you brought anything back?
Well.
Food-wise?
Should we get to 9 out of 10?
Yeah, I bloody want a 9 out of 10.
Okay.
Oh, that's definitely 9 out of 10. Definitely. 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 Definitely.
Oh, that is sensational!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 out of 10. So, I've got a little video for you here.
Oh.
Actually, I mean... it can explain itself, but the 7-Eleven is a big thing out there. Do you have it in America?
Like Tesco's Express.
It's like Tesco's Express, but some of them have a wok behind the counter and they'll literally cook something for you in a Tesco Express.
Wow.
They'll heat your meals up. So everyone goes there, you get the grilled cheese and they'll grill it behind the thing. You get like a really good ready meal, they'll microwave it for you. They're making fresh coffees and stuff behind the counter. It's fantastic. So the 7-Eleven's like a big thing. So I went to 7-Eleven and got loads of different things and I brought the best one back. So roll VT.
So I'm going to go to 7-Eleven and get some things that Joe McGrath, let alone Ethan, will not have had in their wildest dreams. I'm going to try them all and I'm going to bring the best one back for the 9 out of 10 club. Let's go. Right, so I've got my bag of snacks then. Let's just get into what we've got. Let's just get straight into it. First up, and this is by Lay's, so which is Walkers in England, and this is the fried soft-shelled crab sauce Sam Ross. I don't know who Sam Ross is, but he's put together an absolute wicked set of flavours. And this is exclusive to 7-Eleven as well. You see the little sticker, only at 7-Eleven. So we've got soft-shell crab crisps. We've also got these. Next up is the garlic bread flavour coated peanuts. I've never seen anything like it. I love garlic bread, I love peanuts, what's not to like? Up next, a little sweet piece. We have got the top triple choc extra large. It looks a little bit like a sort of souped-up version of a Lion Bar. Milk chocolate, caramel, Rice Krispies, wafer, and I don't know how they managed to get this in there, cream. So there you go, there's the top choc. Next out of the bag, and I'll be honest, I don't know what this is, but I like the packaging. It just says, Konjac snack with extra Marla flavour. Now you can have this straight out of the bag. On the back you see, you can have it with beer, you can have it with noodles, or you can have it on top of rice. I have to Google what konjac is. I've got no idea what this is. All I know is that it contains soybean, so we'll get into that in a minute. Next up, we have got the big sheet. I've seen these all over TikTok. This is a bit of a thing, apparently. And this is crispy seaweed big sheet, spicy flavour. So this is spicy seaweed, which technically counts as a vegetable, so I don't think Joe will have his fingers crossed for this one. We'll have to wait and see. And finally, last but not least, another one by Lay's. This is the Hong Kong style dumpling flavoured crisps. How can you get the outer pasta sheet on there, the outer noodle? How can you get that little... It doesn't even make any sense, but it's all within the flavour of the limited edition big bag Hong Kong style dumpling crisps. Right, so that is all the contestants done. But what will I be bringing back for the 9 out of 10 club? Let's find out. Future Joe, bring it in.
So there you go, you've seen the video. What do you want it to be?
Something so intriguing about the... And look, the chocolate would be interesting, because I know you're not a sweet boy, so it would have to be brilliant for you to bring it back.
Yep.
And I hope it's not Star Bar Gate 2, where it's just a fucking Mars but in a different wrapper. The garlic bread peanuts, though, I don't know. There's something about them. What have you got?
What do you fancy, Ethan?
I only heard the clip. What is a yam?
Well, you're about to find out.
No way. You brought the yams back.
Because I've got the yams. Now, these are a konjac snack with extra Marla flavour. Muek Group brand. If I say so myself.
Muek Group brand.
I'll open these.
What is a yam? A yam is like a sweet potato, isn't it?
So here's the thing. It's like, it says it's that. And they've got a sachet each.
What do you mean a sachet?
Well, it comes in a sachet, as you show on the video. Ethan.
Put it down.
Now... The only thing about this is, when you open it up, as you saw on the vid, it looks like pig fat. And it sort of texturally is reminiscent of pig fat.
It's the best thing.
Well, it was the flattest thing to get in my suitcase.
You're lying. You could have had garlic bread fucking peanuts.
They were actually slightly underwhelming. So,
oh, it smells like pig.
Smells like pork sake.
Did you like the straw?
How the fuck do you open it?
What?
How'd you open it?
Just get in, tooth, bite, slice.
I actually don't know how to open it either.
Just bite it like that.
Oh, yeah, I've done it.
And then open it.
But I'm worried fat's going to fall into my mouth.
You're going to have to... oh, dear.
I'll use my pen.
So it's nice. Tasty.
There you go.
For me, it's spicy, Joe.
That's what it looks like. Ethan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it smells like cat food.
Yeah.
Oh, don't put me off, Ethan.
This reminds me of my cat's breath.
Spicy, isn't it?
Well,
so is it 9 out of 10 or is it 1 out of 10? That's your question.
Whoa. Which ones did you bring back?
Really spicy ones, sorry.
What is it?
Oh my God.
I think it's a yam.
Is it an animal then?
No.
You tell us. Cut to you. Is it pig fat, Ethan?
Have you made this up?
Oh my God. I think it's plant.
Oh, there we go. Good, it's a yam.
It's definitely not vegan, is it?
Oh, I think it is.
Oof, that's the best thing you've had. Why is it so spicy?
It's so spicy, isn't it? What do you make of that? Do you like it?
Yeah, it's got a kick to it, like, but I like the, I mean, the texture's a little bit, it's a bit chewy at times. Oh, we've got Ric Flair's in. It's a bit chewy at times.
Wow.
You got something else, surely, haven't you, for us? You've not come back for 5 weeks with the smallest packet of yams I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
What's that?
It's a little chucky bar, isn't it?
Yeah!
I got you a little chucky bar as well.
Yes! Oh my God, this is a big boy! Oh, what the fucking hell?
Absolutely twatted the studio there.
Right, what's this one? What's this one?
Well, it's funny you mentioned the star bar.
Tops.
Because as you bite into that, does the concept of a lion bar spring to mind?
I like that though. Do you want a bite?
Yeah, let's have a bite. And do you know how much this was?
How much?
17 pence.
In all seriousness, what did you miss? And don't say like work or that. What did you miss about home?
The food. I wanted
like
a burger.
Like what?
Burger. Fish and chips. Pizza. But then you had it all and it's not that good anyway, is it? I tell you what I missed, genuinely, the thing that I missed the most, I was upset I wasn't here when the clocks went back. Forward.
When was that?
Fuck. That, you should have changed your clocks about a month ago, mate.
Oh.
It's my favourite day of the year.
When it goes...
Spring forward. When the clocks go forward and you get that extra hour of light, and life just becomes that little bit more worth living.
Yeah.
I love that day. And I'm sad that I missed it. But we've got little green trees in that now. So what do you make of that? Are you them going in the
really like
same club?
I don't think unfortunately, the really spicy yam isn't. This is just missing out. An 8 out of 10, this. It's beautiful. Oh, it is beautiful, isn't it, Ethan? This one's good.
Yeah, if it had raisins, it'd be a picnic.
Interesting. In terms of a rating, though, numerically, what are you saying?
Just needs raisins, it'd be 9 out of 10.
Ethan's been tight recently on the 9 out of 10. He's been extra harsh.
Not like him. Interestingly, I've actually got you a present.
No. Not that shirt.
This is your shirt.
No.
Yeah, this is your present.
That won't fit him.
It will.
You're such a cheeky fucker, you.
I know, that's harsh, that.
Be a fucking dress on you.
It would.
Short ass.
And this is empowered with, obviously, Buddhist and Thai kind of spirituality. So once you get that on, you'll feel different. Feel straight away different.
What have you got for Ethan?
I'm just going to show you in a minute. I've got him one. Well, it's not the same, but it's got him a present as well. I won't leave
I
Ethan
love
out.
Shirts.
It's been his birthday as well, so I owe him a present.
Apparently you've got something from, what did you say? On the show.
Me?
Yeah, like his mum, or no, one of his aunties has given you a gift for him.
My brother-in-law's got him a gift.
Oh, he smells nice, his shirt. You go, smell, you have to show him on it.
Nice.
Cheeky fucker.
What do you make of that? You can wear that at your next barbecue.
Ethan. I'm going to wear this on holiday to Spain.
Go to my camera, I've got you a present as well.
Yeah.
There you go, look.
Oh, right, yeah. Oh, the trucks and me and the end.
Look, got you a two-piece shorts on the top, look.
Even try that fucking thing on.
There you go.
For the audio listeners, it is the smallest shirt and short combo I've ever seen.
But that's going to look really good on him.
It looks fucking fresh, that, you know.
I mean,
so
there you go, there's yours.
Oh, we'll stand up a little bit.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, that's lovely of you. I really look like right now, don't I, after that joke to Joe about saying it wouldn't fit, didn't I?
That'll fit you.
Yeah, that will fit you.
Oh, not too sure it will.
You can
grow
into it.
Grow down from it.
You know what? It could fit me, actually.
Yeah. Try it right into the show.
Pop it on. But yeah.
I love this. Thank you very much.
That's pretty much it. It was absolutely fantastic. Went up the tallest cable car, or the longest cable car in the world.
Where's that?
In Vietnam. Up to the 3,000 metres above sea level or something. Terrifying. Lizzie just took the piss out of me the whole time. It was utterly terrifying.
You've inspired us to maybe go to Japan.
Have you?
No, we've not been yet.
Oh.
Have you inspired? But we're thinking about it.
I don't know why
it.
I said have you.
We're thinking about it. Going to see the Blossom Gardens and that. I look fucking good in this. Ethan, is it fit you?
You'd go anywhere to see the blossoms, wouldn't you? The
gardens.
Oh, that's very good.
Have you got it on?
I've tried to, Joe. I'll come round.
We've got no gossip really here.
Did you know the smog is so bad in Bangkok that you can look at the sun without having to wear glasses?
That's mad.
You just look straight at the sun.
That's does bad. It look that, back.
It does. It looks. Oh, it gives you some back. I tell you. It don't even hurt your eyes.
Why are you not putting it on like a normal person would?
I found out it could go over.
Oh. Is that a bit? It's not too big, is it?
Fuck off.
If the audio listeners, Ethan is true. Don't rip it. Is it for someone else?
Well.
Yeah, the joke is.
Don't rip it, man.
Don't rip it. No, take it off. Big. Take it off.
It's too big for you. Sorry, Ethan. I've got you an actual birthday present, though, that you can have.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, well, it's great, Joe. You're back full steam ahead now.
It's been lovely. It's, you know, I think the podcast, how would you rate your time without me?
Oh, it was a slow start, but, you know, we picked up.
Yeah, like Usain Bolt.
I made a decision that didn't pay off.
Yeah, you took a chance. You spun the wheel.
I hired an Easter Bunny. I had to put him down.
That's a shame, but that happens.
That happens.
There's not just one Easter Bunny in the world as well, there's loads.
We'll try and bring him back for the next thing.
Yeah, we'll get him back on. We can work it out.
Dom's been wild. I don't know if you've heard any of his stories. His life is fucking mental. Yeah. But he has stopped drinking now, so
good. God bless.
That's good. And yeah, so I think he's gone back to working for restaurants. So when you maybe see him next, he'll be supplying.
So he might be coming and bringing some food in for us for the 9 out of 10.
So we need more suggestions, please. Get into the comments or slot into.
He's like Houdini.
Just like that. In the blink of an eye, he's barely.
I'm wearing
moved.
This on holiday, you know. Is this actually mine or are you taking the bed?
That's yours.
Brilliant.
Sure, Tom.
SloppyJoespodcast@gmail.com. Thank you very much for watching, Joe. It's been a pleasure to have you back.
Thank you so much.
We do have another 9 out of 10 club now. Don't we, Ethan?
Yes.
We recorded it. We've got a top three as well.
Oh, lovely.
We wanted this just to be dedicated to you.
Well, it's been so good. It's been so good to be away. But you know what? There's nothing like being back, Joe. Nothing like being back in your arms.
Let's cross over to past me as we eat some more food. Right then, Dom. We have just spoken to the wonderful Joe Smith about his Thailand adventures. Mm. But it's the Sloppy Joes. So we can't go an episode without the 9 out of 10 club.
Mm. Oh, that's definitely 9 out of 10. Definitely. Oh, that is sensational!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 out of 10.
Don, what is the 9 out of 10 club?
It's apparently, I've not been told specifically, but it's a sandwich of some sort. Your fiancé's favourite sandwich.
Yeah, so we try and put forward the best in food. And each week, it can be from the small to the mighty. What have you put in the past?
Thai green curry.
That didn't get in, sadly.
It didn't.
Oh yeah, it did actually. Yeah, I changed my mind because I felt sorry for you.
Oh, thank you.
I thought your week couldn't be any worse.
No, it couldn't.
But here we have a special sandwich. Now, my partner, the lovely Becky. Have you ever met Becky?
No.
I haven't met you. You waxed my back once.
Yeah. How long ago was that?
Long time ago.
God.
It was good. The lovely Becky has a favourite sandwich from a place called Rack in Stockport. They've actually opened one in the Arndale in Manchester, and they've got one in Sale. So they're all over the place. And what are you doing with your mouth there? That was mad.
I'm relishing that we had those.
Do that thing again. Oof, God, they're licking
the lips. Salt and pepper, the tater tots before.
Yeah, we did. We got some freebies from the brilliant Rack in the Arndale. On their specialist is the hot honey chicken with crispy chicken tenders, ranch sauce, pickles, mozzarella, all on toasted sourdough.
Ugh.
No pressure, guys, but this is my partner's favourite sandwich. Rack, I've sent it to you. It's still quite hot. Do you want to take that bit there? Have a good
what
bite.
Do I do?
Just eat just it. What do you mean, what do I do?
No, bite. Do I bite?
Yeah,
which,
yeah,
I
don't slide me over. Ethan, come round this way for it. Hold it together like a sandwich, man. Have you ever done a sandwich?
I'm trying to hold it. It's like holding a baby.
No, it's not. Oh, there he is. Sliders mine, please. Sliders mine. No. What are you doing, Dom? Keep that bit.
It's all crazy.
Yeah. Rack City. Right. So, my partner's favourite butter of all time. Let me have a bite of this corner here.
Oh, Christ.
If I'm right. So, what you got there is some toasted bread, sourdough, delicious chicken tenders, pickles, and hot honey. My partner's favourite sandwich.
I'm overwhelmed.
It is quite overwhelming, isn't it?
Then my dopamine's just spiked.
Really? Is this means there's a crash coming?
Well, yeah, but I feel like I've just watched like 10 hours of pornography or something.
Have you ever watched 10 hours of pornography?
Yeah, I used to watch it like as a sitcom.
What? Take about our Dom's. What's up with you?
I only got crust.
All right, well, take another big bite of that. Get right in the middle there where the tenders are. And there's a pickle there for you with your name on it.
Would you say there's enough ranch on this?
Do you know what? Maybe a touch more ranch would be good, but maybe it was just the bite you took. Bloody elephant. It's like fucking...
Am I allowed all of this?
Yeah, well, it was half for Ethan, but no, Ethan's had a bit of mine now. He's left in the right state. I haven't had breakfast yet. I'm absolutely starving.
Well, you munch on that.
I will munch on it. I love Becky, my partner, and I love her choice in sandwiches, and I think it's a pretty good one. I love rack as well. Please go try it. You won't get screwed over. You'll get everything you need and more. You've got delicious tater tots. There is sublime cold sandwiches and hot sandwiches. Ethan?
I don't think it tastes of anything.
I know what you mean.
I think it's flavourless.
Well, you're wrong, aren't you?
No, I just got crust before, Dom, but I think I just got nothing. There's no
taste. Are you getting nothing?
It's very tasty, but I think that's comprised of mostly fat.
Right.
Needs a touch of seasoning. Ranch. You need ranch.
I think you're losing your fucking mind. Can you not taste the pickle?
Well, yeah, but it's a pickle. I need ranch.
What are you talking about? There's grilled cheese on there as well.
Where's the ranch?
There's some ranch on there. I've definitely tasted ranch. Let me have a look at this. Some ranch there. The chicken's nice, isn't it? So,
it's, you know what? It looks great. You look at it and you're like, oh, I'm in for a treat here. And then you're eating it and you're like, God, I can't wait for this taste to hit me. And then you're like, I've got nothing. I've still got nothing. Have I just eaten something that's worthy of those calories? That's what I'm thinking.
Right. Dom, you're the same.
I don't want to offend you or your wife-to-be. I know what he means. There's not much... It just tastes of fried stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
Good. But how much is it?
12 quid.
Oh, my God.
Don't have a meal.
Well, you can't have a meal for 12 quid, can you?
A lunch. I feel bad now.
You should feel bad.
They don't like the... were great.
Huh?
They don't like the podcaster, the people who...
Listen to it every week.
Oh, shit.
Want us to try their hot honey chicken.
It's great.
Which is a favourite of theirs. These are the most highly rated... One of the most highly rated sandwich shops in Manchester... You two have made it up that you can't taste anything.
I just taste the ranch.
It's almost like you need to eat the thing to try and taste it. It's almost like you two are talking shite.
Needs more ranch, but I'm a ranch boy.
You need more ranch. All right, that's great, great.
Do they sell tubs of ranch?
I don't know if they sell tubs of it.
No, little pots.
Maybe they've got little pots. So you reckon, get a little pot on the side.
Absolutely. Then, yeah, fine.
What about when you get to the chicken? Are you tasting any chicken?
I'm tasting chicken, yeah.
Okay. Because Ethan made the claim that it's tasteless, but yet when I mention every taste that there's possibly there...
It's not tasteless, but they could ramp the taste of the components.
By ranch. That's quite a good... yeah. Get a little pot of ranch on the side.
Then it would be all day.
I'm getting everything there. I'm getting nice chicken, delicious mozzarella. We've got some pickles as well. And I do like the sourdough. It's very crispy.
It's fantastic.
It's right, okay. How much would you rate that out of 10?
8.5. Ranch dip, 9.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing, because they can work on that.
Yeah.
Ranch dip, 9. Ethan.
Yeah.
Tasteless experience that you had.
Yeah. Like, I get what Tom's saying. I feel like... Obviously, the quality of sandwich would be so much better than something like of a Subway. But the reason that those sandwiches have more taste going on is because it's got sauce and that in it. This is... or whatever honey thing they've got in there needs more of a punch. There's a little bit of a spice in there, and that's all I'm getting. Even if they want to put some salt and pepper on, I don't mind.
I honestly think you've lost your minds, both of you. He wants salt and pepper. You're on his side, and he's saying salt and pepper.
But I was going to say it needs a tiny bit more like seasoning. Genuinely.
Surely. No, Dom.
It's fantastic, but it needs seasoning.
The chicken's tender. I don't really taste it, though, but it does taste like a nice feel.
I can't believe how tight you've been to an independent business that's trying their best.
Well, they've got 3 stores. They're doing quite well.
The chicken's well, now.
They don't need my opinion, do they?
Try the chicken by itself. Oh, there he has. Just took a bite of the whole thing.
Yeah, great.
Right. Just a chicken tender.
It's all right.
So it's 8.5 out of 10 from you.
If it was £9 with a pot of ranch on the side.
It is, to be fair to it, it is £9, but with delivery. Obviously, we're on delivery.
Oh, right. Oh, fair enough.
Delivery was 12. They add like a third, don't they?
Really? Fuck.
It's a lot. If you go in store to Arndale, it is £8.50.
Thinking of that, you've given me half of it and I'm really full already and I haven't finished it. So you could have it between two.
Oh, yeah.
We've had it between 3.
The portion's good.
Portion good. The chicken's all right. But Ethan James is saying you're shite. And Dom's saying also the same thing. Which is snide, isn't it?
That steak sandwich we had is probably a lot better than this. And that was 9 out of 10.
The steak and chip sandwich. Yeah.
And that was cold. That actually was really harsh.
Well, they watched the podcast, so...
Shit.
In fact, why don't you directly tell them down the camera there?
It is great.
No.
But I'd like
speak
some ranch,
truth,
please.
Speak your truth. Don't be a coward. Ethan, look down
bit,
the camera.
It's just
tell
a bit
them the
boring.
Truth.
It's a bit boring.
It's a bit boring. It's definitely not boring.
Yeah, it is boring. He's right.
You two are talking.
It is boring.
Ass. How can chicken tenders on a grilled cheese with pickles and ranch be boring?
How many times have you had that?
Not a lot.
Have you not?
No.
How many times have you had that?
What, like a fried chicken sandwich?
No. We did fried grilled chicken sandwich.
We've done like 10 episodes. We did a whole series of that.
None of them were on sourdough toast with grilled cheese, were they?
Well, that doesn't add anything, does it?
I think you're talking. This is a man who has Korean 6 nights a week.
Do you want, I love Korean.
Do you want my rating?
Yeah.
6.
Oh. Tell them how they can improve, Ethan. Look down the camera.
Add a bit of flavour. And then I think
that,
you'll
now
be
Now, that is proper
flying.
Tight. What? That is proper tight. To add flavour. There's not much more they could do. Well, that's a shame. I think you're really good, Rack. Keep going. I like it.
There's potential there.
I can't go to that takoyaki place in the Arndale now.
Why? Oh, they'll see you.
Because they might see me and lynch me.
And they'll spot you.
You're very recognisable, actually.
That's
Dom.
The problem. I couldn't ever get away with robbing somewhere because I'd be like, who did it? Him.
It's time for the top 3.
It is time for this fucking class feature. The top 3.
3, 2, 1.
The top 3.
Right, the top 3 this week is, and we're sticking in the realm of food and drink, we're doing fizzy drinks. Now, fizzy drinks, I have got my top 3. I will go first. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
It goes for me in reverse order. Dr. Pepper in at number 3. Lucozade Orange in at number 2. Fizzy Vimto in at number 1.
Fuck off. Fizzy Vimto, number 1.
The
you're not even including any Pepsi or Coca-Cola.
No, don't think they're good enough. Well, no, don't think they're good enough.
Well, the world would disagree. Isn't Coca-Cola the most sold fizzy drink?
The world disagreed that the world was round.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, anyway, that's my top 3. It is the most convenient one, isn't it, Coca-Cola? But
yeah.
I'm not
I don't
really
like Coca Cola. Makes me feel sick.
Yeah, it makes you feel odd. I mean, Diet Coke, it's right. Nearly there. It's number 5.
Oh, I've got a good one.
Go for it. No, yours, Dom.
Number 3, champagne.
Nice. Oh. Nah, is that getting in?
You didn't say soft fizzy drinks.
Good. No, I didn't. Champagne. But now you're going to go beer.
No. Second, McDonald's machine Diet Coke.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I like how you've gone into a different realm there as well.
Number one, cream soda.
Ooh.
Cream soda.
It's delicious.
It's good, but the best fizzy drink of all time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where's the best cream soda you've had? Is it the one that's got the canned one?
Mm.
You don't get that often, do you? You have to go to a certain shop, don't you?
No, I don't think so. I think everywhere has it, but no one ever picks it.
Bollocks. It's not in the meal deal.
I don't think it's part of the meal deal. No, you have a cream soda and a chicken club. But
but you could have most of these fizzy drinks though in the part of the meal deal, couldn't you? As what I'm saying is, I don't think it's regular you could get the cream soda can.
Maybe it's in the same realm as like Blackpool Rock. You just never see it, but it's everywhere.
Is that true?
No, he's right. That's a really good point.
You never see Blackpool Rock, but it's everywhere.
You never do.
It's probably in those American sweet shops, but why would it be?
Yeah, it is, with your name in the middle. How do they do that? Fascinating. Ethan, what's yours?
Three is Coke.
Tasteless. What's number two?
Two is Pepsi.
Tasteless. That's fucking shit.
Above the Coca-Cola.
Pepsi's better than Coca-Cola. It's a good take, but...
I would say that, actually. There's something about Pepsi that's... I wish there was top four, because I would like to add another one.
No, no, they're still only top four. You can't rewrite the jingle. I've got a fucking... I've got voice actors to do it and everything. From around the world, it took me forever.
That's funny.
So, what's number one? If it's Diet Pepsi or Coke...
Look at his face, he's grinning.
You're off your head.
Fanta lemon.
That is a reasonable shout.
Yeah.
I don't. Is there no other fizzy drinks move one of the Cokes out the way or the Pepsi?
Fanta orange.
Fanta orange is good. Yeah, Fanta orange is good. Are you reconsidering your thing now? Luke said orange.
Can I take back champagne.
Yeah.
Dandelion and burdock.
Oh, nice.
Well, I had that the other day.
Mm.
Fish and chips.
Fish and chip kind of drink, that, isn't it? That's why Fizzy Vimto's fish and chip drink, isn't it? Mm. Right then, who's got the best top three?
Me.
No, is it fuck? Yours are two of the same thing.
No, but now I've got Fanta Orange there instead of Coke.
Fizzy Vimto's quite a good show. I haven't had Vimto in maybe... You've had warm Vimto to send you to sleep.
Huh?
Yeah.
Warm Vimto sends you to sleep?
Yeah.
Wow.
Try it tonight.
I will do.
Tuck you in.
Are you going to be there with me?
With a little hat on, with one of those long caps with the balls on the end.
Yeah.
Get in.
Get in. Tuck me in. That's lovely of you. Right, top three. There we have it. Right, and thank you very much for watching. That was the extended episode of Joe's time in Thailand and us putting a small business out of business and top threes.
Yeah, they're kicking me off the show now. Goodbye, everyone.
I think you'll be back. No, because next week you're going to be working for somewhere.
Oh, yeah,
you know what I mean? You're back to that. Yeah, you do need a new job.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you working in a Korean.
Oh, yeah, I'd love that.
Yeah. Right, would you? What are you doing? What's up with you?
My hands are all full of honey and...
Oh, tastes. That's weird. Right, bye, everyone. Have a lovely rest of your day. Happy Tuesday.
Wave. Sorry, it's snorting.
Oh, yes. Ta-ra, everyone. I hope you enjoyed it.
Are you recording? Oh, yeah.
Do you speak to Ethan James like this?
I don't speak to Ethan James. He texts me if he needs anything. Recording?
Yes, dear.